The government of Turkey is coming under heavy criticism for violating academic freedoms. That follows several academics who were reportedly arrested for voicing opposition to military operations in southeastern Turkey. Two of the people detained are former Ohio State University students. Joining us now is Jane Hathaway, an OSU professor who specializes in the Middle East. Help us get to know these two students who were taken in.
The students were OSU graduate students. They are now faculty members at Kocaeli University right outside Istanbul. They are Yücel Demirer, who received his PhD in Near Eastern Languages and Cultures some years ago, and his wife, Derya Keskin Demirer, who got her MA in Women's Studies here and then finished her PhD in Turkey. They, along with 1,126 other concerned Turkish academics, signed a petition that was made public on January 11th, directed to the Turkish government, saying, we will not be party to this crime. That was the language used in Turkish. What the government's response was to turn against the academics. And last Friday, Friday of last week, there was a series of arrests. They were taken in for questioning. All were released that same day.
You say this is a pretty rare event for Turkey. Are tensions escalating there in general? Is this a surprise that this happened, I guess I should say?
Well, yes and no. The government of Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the current president, and his prime minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, most people would say they've been growing more authoritarian over the past few years. The party has dominated Turkey's government since 2002. But in the past maybe 6 years, there's been a steady ramping up of authoritarian measures. And since Erdogan has become president as opposed to prime minister, he is taking advantage of a law that makes it illegal to insult the president of Turkey.
They were arrested for signing a petition. You and hundreds of other scholars have signed another petition. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there are actually a number of petitions out there now from various countries. The one that I signed was being circulated by a faculty member at Stanford who is Turkish, along with some colleagues of his. And it's essentially not about the situation in the Southeast. It's a petition in favor of academic freedom and just saying that whether you agree with these academics' position on the violence in the Southeast or not, they should have the right to express their opinion. They should not be arrested, deprived of their personal freedom, or intimidated.
Will this affect your decision to go back to the area?
That's what a lot of us are worrying about. Not so much going back to Turkey per se, but doing research there. And I'm sure it was in the back of my mind when I signed the petition. Because you don't just go to Turkey and do research. You have to get permission, in some cases, from the Ministry of Culture. And I thought, you know, I was actually thinking of going back sometime later this year to work in the archives. There are particular documents I want to see. But you have to weigh the pros and cons. I thought there's no way I can not sign this petition, because it could be me. And okay, so I won't see one or two documents. That's not going to destroy my life.
Jane Hathaway is a history professor at Ohio State. She's among the hundreds of scholars who signed petitions criticizing the Turkish government for arresting hundreds of academics, including two OSU alums, for their criticism of military operations in Turkey. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Steve.